It's Tuesday, April 2nd, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The PureFlix-produced pro-life movie Unplanned exceeded all expectations in its first weekend, pulling in $6.1 million, according to Box Office Mojo. The film tells the true story of Abby Johnson's redemption after making the choice of aborting two of her own children and pursuing a career at Planned Parenthood in College Station, Texas over 8 years, overseeing 20,000 abortions. The R rating came partially from the explicit and honest portrayal of abortion in gruesome detail. However, the mature rating did not negatively affect ticket sales. PureFlix CEO Michael Scott told the media he was, quote-unquote, very happy with the first weekend's performance. To their shame, Twitter shut down the movie's account off and on over the weekend. Having your church service at Planned Parenthood? It started last year on the sidewalk outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Spokane, Washington, with Pastor Ken Peters. And now there are 5 services going on in Everett, Yakima, and Spokane, Washington, as well as Indianapolis, Indiana. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Mike Satterfield, who led a service in Everett, Washington, this past Sunday. A group of 175 showed up, and funds were raised to support a local pregnancy center. Pastor Satterfield looks at the battle with abortion in America as real spiritual warfare.
They most certainly are going to feel intimidated by it because it is spiritual warfare. Even as we had our gathering last week, my thoughts ran to and fro with what could happen as my family stood there on the sidewalk. Fears that came into my mind, and that's the norm. You're dealing with a very real enemy. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but there's a freedom in stepping in faith, especially for pastors.
Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Check out a short video linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Hollywood stars are threatening to boycott the state of Georgia after the state legislature there approved a heartbeat bill which protects the unborn baby from abortion after a heartbeat can be detected, typically at the 6th week of pregnancy. Celebrities who signed the letter threatening the boycott included Alyssa Milano from the TV program Charmed, Ashley Judd from Dolphin Tale, Ben Stiller from Night at the Museum, John Cheadle from Hotel Rwanda and Marvel movies, Sean Penn, Amy Schumer, Naomi Watts, Rosie O'Donnell, Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Eva Longoria, and Alec Baldwin. According to CNN Business Report, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan suddenly stepped down. This comes after calls from leftist politicians like Senator Elizabeth Warren to fix a quote-unquote broken culture. The company has lost 35% of its stock value since January of 2018. PolicyGenius.com lists Wells Fargo as the longest-time supporter of homosexual causes. In 2015, the San Francisco-based bank produced a commercial featuring a lesbian couple adopting a little girl. And this year, Wells Fargo gave a $250,000 grant to sponsor a Washington, D.C. Newsim exhibit called Rise Up, Stonewall, and the Gay Rights Movement. Also, back in 2015, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association removed their finances from Wells Fargo, citing, quote, moral decay, end quote.